Hey, don't forget to tune into the WRKO Box Office Cue to Call Thursday on the 30s, 8:30 a.m., 2:30 p.m. for your chance to win. This week, it's going to be a four pack of tickets to the Travel and Adventure Show February 9th and 10th at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. For tickets and information, visit travelshows.com. Hey, one of the shows we have on the weekends here on AM 680 WRKO, it's Saturday from 7 to 8. It's the SHP Financial Retirement Roadmap radio show, and one of the voices you hear on that show would be Derek Gregoire. Derek joins us right now on AM 680 WRKO. Hey, Derek.
How you doing, my friend?
It's Super Bowl week, my friend, so I am doing pretty well. However, that got us to thinking, you know, as you have said many times, people need plans. Well, Bill Belichick needs a plan this week, right, to deal with the Rams. People that are approaching retirement age or in retirement right now, they need a plan too, don't they?
Well, you think about it. All the planning and preparation that he's putting in and the Patriots are putting in for a three-hour event on Sunday – a lot of folks listening don't put that much time in for a 30-year, potentially longer, of retirement. So it's really important, in our opinion, to have a game plan. And anytime I can relate sports in my job of financial planning in the same conversation, that's a win-win for me.
I got a guy here, Derek, that we every day since the Patriots made the Super Bowl, he's been telling me the prop bet that he's been looking at. So he told me today, whatever, it doesn't matter, but the under, and here's why he loves the under, and blah, blah, blah. And what I was thinking, because we were talking, Derek's coming on today, I'm like, that guy, the amount of time and effort he's going to put into his bets as the week progresses is going to dwarf the amount of time he deals with his retirement, because nobody ever thinks of their retirement.
Exactly. And I think one of the misconceptions, I think a lot of folks out there think retirement planning is just having a bunch of like stocks, bonds. Well, I have my 401k, I've saved here, I've saved there. But when you think about it, that's like Bill Belichick only practicing passes from Brady to Edelman or Brady to Gronkowski, which we know that's an important part of any Patriots game plan. But if you're not working on special teams, defense, situational football, you're missing the boat. So it's great to have a portfolio of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. But then what about having enough income? What about keeping up with inflation, covering your spouse, when to take Social Security, you know, when are you invested properly? There's so many things that I could go on and on about. And then what are the threats to your plan or to your game plan? Are taxes going to go up? What would that look like? How about healthcare and retirement, estate planning? So we always joke around about having a, you know, it's important to not just look at the base, you know, the base areas of retirement, which are managing a portfolio. It's looking at the entire picture from a game plan standpoint.
Talking to Derek Gregoire of SHP Financial. Yeah, look, you talk about taxes, for example. A lot of people, sometimes there are people that are smart and they have made their plan, but you know how this goes. Once you make a plan, you set it and forget it, and that's it, because you're covered, right? But life changes and
exactly.
Governments change and things can happen. You got to be on this stuff.
Well, how about this one? If I can be this corny, you have to call an audible sometimes, right? In
there
a game
you go.
Plan. Tax reform and things that come up, government shutdowns, you have to be able to adapt. And any plan has to have that ability. And if you're just focusing on the income you're receiving or how your portfolio is growing, but you're paying an extra $30,000 a year in taxes that you're not even thinking about, then you're kind of missing the point. So it's kind of looking at the entire area, all different areas of retirement, and just like Belichick does, micromanaging each area so that you have the most or the best chance for success when you line up on game day.
So and when you talk,
thing, if you think,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you talk,
say, think about.
I'm going to stop now. It's your turn. You take it, and I'm not talking.
All right. I was just saying if you think about how, like in the beginning of when you're working in your 30s and 40s, you can make a mistake. Like in the first half or early in the first half of a football game, they can make some mistakes and recover. But when you're like 5, 10 years, or even in retirement, and think about the fourth quarter when Dee Ford from Kansas City jumped off sides. That margin for error was zero, and it cost them the game. So a lot of folks out there, this type of planning, like you mentioned, is so important, especially if you're getting close to retirement when you can't really afford to make a mistake because you don't have the time frame to recover from that mistake.
So when you say SHP Retirement Roadmap, for people that are hearing you for the very first time right now that for some reason didn't hear you this Saturday, what do you mean exactly by Retirement Roadmap?
It's a good point. So we believe to have a successful retirement, you need to look at five areas underneath one plan. Investments are important. That's what most financial advisors focus on, but that's just one area. Then you have to look at where's your income going to come from when you retire? How can we reduce taxes going forward? what's the cost of health care and long-term care going to be in your plan? Are we looking at estate planning and addressing that area? So we believe in our five-step retirement roadmap process, you have to look at all these areas that can affect your retirement, not just having a pile of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And when you're working, you're used to having all this done for you because you get a paycheck every week into your bank. You have 401k contributions set up, usually have health care covered. When you're in your retirement, the planning is now on you. So it's that much more crucial to have a plan in place.
So for those that are listening to you now and they're saying, boy, this is actually making some sense. And this is, I think he's talking to me. I need some help here and I got to do this. How do people learn more about the SHP retirement roadmap process?
Sure. So they could obviously call and set up a complimentary review. But what I talked to our COO, Michelle, she's great at our office. And I was able to convince her. I said, hey, I know he has a good listening audience. For this show, can we put a stack of books away, just aside, for this, for the folks that are going to call today? And it really, we wrote a book a few years ago, and we updated it for 2019 called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And it's easy to read, and it takes you through all these different areas that we just talked about that we feel are super important. And so I would say if anyone wants to get a copy of that book, education is always the first step. And I think that's going to be a good step, whether you're retired, whether you're close to retirement or 10 years away, having a copy could really benefit you in that situation.
So what's the number people need to call to get that and to get in touch with you guys?
Sure. They can call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or they can also go to our website and get information and request a book there at shpfinancial.com.
And, of course, I'll remind you again, you can listen to Derek and the SHP Financial Retirement Roadmap every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 680 WRKO. Great talking to you, Derek. Enjoy the game.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
VB in the middle. WRKO.